U.S. President Barack Obama is in New York to make a push for the overhaul of the American financial system. Obama is making the case that reforms being debated in Congress will be good not just for U.S. consumers, but the overall health and stability of the financial system. We spoke to Michael McKenna, who is president of the Washington-based political analysis group MWR Strategies. He says the reforms are likely to increase federal control.
The real purpose of this exercise is not so much to prevent the next collapse, the next meltdown, the next bubble, because those are going to happen no matter what happens. The real purpose of this exercise is to increase the federal government's control in the financial sector. That the bill is going to do. Going to concentrate more power in the hands of regulators, and that means less power in the hands of the private sector. You know, is it going to help in the long run? Well, you know, I think the answer is no. It's as important as healthcare to people. You're going to get a mortgage. You're going to go open up a savings account. You want to start a business. You want a car loan. This is going to affect you in a real way. This is not some theoretical thing. So, yeah, it is important to people. And unlike a volcano, this thing's never going to stop erupting. Once the regulators get a hold of this stuff, they never let it go.